Well, hello, freaks. This is the Distorted View Show. It's actually the best of Distorted View. But fear not, a new episode is coming later today. I kind of fucked up, and yesterday there was no Sideshow exclusive program, so I just posted a new show just for Sideshow listeners. Now I'm going to be doing another brand new episode later today for everyone. But as for right now, why not enjoy a classic episode? This is a good one. It's from, June 2008. So enjoy this episode. Come back later today for a new one, and all will be well with the world. See you later, freaks.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents How Lifting Weights is Like Having Sex.
Man, if we gonna pump around, let's pump around. Like that old saying, go, no pain, no gain. You know, when you pump, you gotta pump for real. You gotta pump like you mean. You know what I'm saying? When you fucking somebody and your dick get hard, you know what I'm saying? You gonna be fucking like you want it. You gotta approach the waist the same way, like you want it.
Hey! Fucking asshole! Ah! Stop! He's fighting him, that motherfucker! Ah! Get him! You son of a bitch!
Ah! Mother!
Where did I park my car?
Tell your children not to walk my way.
Oh, no.
Tell your children not to hear my way.
Fuck off, you bastard! Fuck off!
Mother!
Damn it!
Beyond!
I'm such a fucking woman, I have to put three pushes on me, my mouth, my cunt, and my ass.
I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby.
Mother!
You're gonna get cards that mom threw away, and you're still mad at her about back in the 60s and 70s. She threw them away, and you're like, Mama, you know what, if I could just have those cards back.
Well, you get them all back tonight.
I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family.
You fucking piece of shit! God, you fucking cocksucking piece of shit!
Mother!
Fuck off! Get the fuck out of my house!
You're crazy!
Please, dip it up your fucking ass!
Mother!
She spilled my coffee.
You're fucking
beyond.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, May 30th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, no! Anything but salt water on my shoes! Ah! Plus a scorched crotch and a real woman rapes man story. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show, ending the week with the Big Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great show for you today. At the top of the program, you know, I love old movie trailers because they're so ridiculous, cheesy, and funny. As a matter of fact, we used to have a segment here on Distorted View called Black Friday where I just play old blaxploitation film trailers.
The spook who sat by the door.
Exactly, just like the spook who sat by the door.
They call her Coffee, because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
Right. Everyone remembers Black Friday here on the show. Got a new radio trailer here for you. It's from the 60s. It's not a blaxploitation film, though. It's a sexy swinging film. I don't know if you consider this a softcore porn or not. I don't know how racy it is, but take a listen to the trailer.
Ladies and gentlemen, the swinging barmaids. They are girls looking for action.
You sure you're old enough, Sonny?
They are...
Well, it doesn't sound like they're girls. It sounds like they're cougars.
You sure you're old enough, Sonny?
Are you sure you're old enough for this cunt, honey?
They're a bunch of middle-aged women trying desperately and failing miserably to hang on to their youth. Watch as they pork an entire fraternity on spring break. They're doing these boys and their laundry. You cougars in the wild.
Oh, yeah. Jizz on my face. Just try not to get any on the sheets, all right? These are new. Did you want to call your mom and let her know where you're at? She's probably worried sick.
They've got flat, flabby mom asses, rapidly sagging tits, and a minivan load of horniness. They're cougars in the wild.
All right, let's get back to the real trailer here.
You sure you're old enough, Sonny?
They are girls getting in trouble.
Watch your hand, you pervert!
The service is always fast.
Come on, girls, the guys are waiting.
And their customers come first.
Ooh, see what they did there with cum?
see the kinky fantasies of the good time guys trying to find the good time girls. What they do after hours is their business.
Wait a second. Isn't this the same plot to Beaches?
Get off at 2 a.m.
See the Swinging Barmaids. Four beautiful girls living life to its fullest. These girls don't ask for trouble. They attract it.
No, Tom, don't. Please, not here.
You gonna get raped.
But what they really want is love. Would you give it to them? The Swinging Barmaids, rated R.
There you go, a classic. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, what is going on in Japan with these little girls trying to learn English, and the only resources they have are these insane videos that teach such useful phrases as...
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Right? We've played this on the show before.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I mean, it's useful. If you're Japanese and you're stuck in America and you, you know, come down with diarrhea, sure, that phrase is going to be very useful. It'll come in handy. But what happened to phrases like, where is the nearest phone? I am lost. Things like that. Don't dive right into diarrhea. Sing songs about it. If you thought that was bad, take a listen to this.
You're so good.
That's apparently today's phrase. And now we get to hear that phrase used in a real-world situation.
Yes! You're so good! Come on! Come on, Toshi! Come on, Toshi! Come on!
Toshi's a stud!
You're so good!
Now, what I love about this Learn English series is that they go a bit further. They don't just sing, you know, I have a bad case of diarrhea. No, no, they even teach you that the way you say things can alter the meaning. For instance...
Oh, yes, you're so good. You're so good. Come on. Come on, Toshi. Hey, Toshi, come on.
See, has an entirely different meaning, but she's saying the same thing. This is helpful. If you're an English businessman trying to hire a Japanese prostitute, you will definitely thank the series. All right, let's hear another example here. I'm sure this one won't be sexual. After all, believe it or not, there is more to life than sex. And, you know, sex occupies a very small portion of one's life, unfortunately. All right, let's hear this example.
Hi! How are you?
Okay, that's like a normal American greeting. Very useful.
Hi! How are you?
Okay.
I have good health. Come on, Toshi!
Who is this Toshi?
二人称の場合は、you have good head.
Oh, they're giving different examples of how to use give good head, like first person, third person.
You have good head. My parents give good head.
No.
My grandmother gives good head.
No, that's not...
My relatives give good head, too.
You sick Jap bitch. All right, I got one more example from the series here.
Yes. First rate can lapping. Come on.
Yeah, she said first rate cunt lapping. That is not something Americans say every day. I think this is for Japanese whores, like a training video or something.
First rate cunt lapping.
I don't know any American woman that says, oh, you've just given me a first rate cunt lapping.
First rate cunt lapping. Come on.
Well, the way she says it's kind of cute.
First rate cunt lapping. Come on.
Come on, Toshi.
Come on, Toshi. Come on, Toshi. Come on. Come on, Toshi.
There you go, that is your Learn English lesson for the day. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. We've done an extended show yesterday, an exclusive show. We did a weekend podcast. We posted a few videos. Oh my God, I've got a video for you Sideshow Freaks today. It's like a Sextastic Tuesday story come to life. It's one of the strangest things I think I've seen in a while, and I'll post that for you today. You know, today was going to be a Sideshow exclusive show, but I thought since it was already Memorial Day, we didn't do a show on Monday. Fuck it. This one will be for everyone. Next week, we'll get back to having non-paying members receive 3 to 4 new episodes a week. Sideshow members will continue to receive all 5 new episodes a week. And, you know, lately we've been doing, like, 6 episodes a week with doing, like, double shows and stuff for you Sideshow freaks. Good time to sign up, SuperFreakSideshow.com. First story we have for you today, and I gotta warn you, it was a slow news day. First one's a pretty good story, though. It really answers the question, and I've often wondered about this. When you watch those videos on YouTube, seeing some jackass guy light his friend's crotch on fire who's sleeping or something. Like, what happens after the video? Well, surprise, surprise, usually it ends in litigation. The story comes from California. Two men faced criminal charges alleging that they set fire to their friend's groin as a practical joke during a night of drinking in Grover Beach. Matthew Craig Pillars, 22, and Jack Brent Nicholas Kiefer. Could he have a couple more fucking names? Christ. Jack Brent Nicholas Kiefer. And I'm Timothy James Marie Antoinette Chunky Brisket Henson or something. Like, come on, enough with the names. 2 or 3 is plenty. Yes, they were charged May 12th with battery and unlawfully causing a fire. They are set to appear in court today to be arraigned on the charges, which carry a maximum of 4 years and 6 years in prison, respectively. What exactly went down? Well, Pillars, Kiefer, and friend Elliot Tuleha were drinking at a house in Grover Beach on January 18th when Tuleha passed out. Pillars and Kiefer decided to play a little joke on him. Quote, they routinely drank together and would play practical jokes on each other, such as shaving their eyebrows, said Chief Deputy District Attorney Jared Grand. They were drinking and one of the guys passed out, so the other two said, let's do something. I'm going to look for rotten fruit to put up his sock. Yeah, worst practical joke ever. I'm so glad they went with lighting his cock on fire. The other guy thought it would be funny just to pour a bottle of cologne onto his pants. These guys are the biggest losers ever. He said, that's funny. And then the other guy said, oh, that's not funny. If you light it on fire, then that would be funny. Finally, someone who understands comedy. From this point on, the story gets a little painful. One of the men allegedly lit Tuleha's groin on fire when they poured the cologne. Tuleha woke up, and all the men attempted to extinguish the blaze, but it was easier said than done. Tuleha suffered second-degree burns. Certainly did. As I was saying, Tuleha suffered second-degree burns on his testicles and third-degree burns on his inner thighs. Tuleha did not believe his friends intended to harm him. A search of local court records showed Pillars was convicted in 2004 of grand theft and buying stolen property, and in 2005 of petty theft with a prior. Kiefer does not have any local convictions, according to the court records, that date back to the 1980s. There you go. Second story we have for you today, it's a real man bites dog story, except replace man with woman and bites with rapes. A 41-year-old woman is being held by police in Stockholm, Sweden, on suspicions of raping a 30-year-old man who went home with her after the two met at an area bar. All right, first of all, I would be saying this even if the roles were reversed. If you meet someone at a bar and then take them home, you're gonna have sex, consensual or otherwise. So you've got no one else to blame but yourself. I'm serious. Ladies, I am directing this towards you. If you have a few drinks with a guy and he says, hey, you want to go back to my place? And she's like, oh, sure. And then when you get to his place, you're like, oh, let's play Pop-O-Matic Trouble. You gonna get raped. And if I was the judge hearing this case, I would dismiss it. Furthermore, I would put you in the National Cock Tease Registry, which they should have, I might add. There's a sex offender registry. There should be a cock tease registry as well. If I become president, another one of my goals, goddammit. Tim Henson 08 for a cock tease free future. And the story is even more ridiculous because it's a man claiming to be raped. How can a man be raped? Let's read on. According to police, the two were hungry
for sex
and under the influence of alcohol as they made their way home from the bar. Quote, she invited him up for a little midnight snack. He misheard her. She was saying a midnight snatch. Once getting the man up to her place, the woman began to make sexual advances toward the man, which he resisted.
Look, I just thought we were going to Taco Bell. I just wanted a chalupa, not a labia Belgrande.
Queer bait.
Once getting the man up to her place, the woman began making sexual advances, which he resisted. Quote, we don't know if it was a no or if it was more than a no. What the hell does that mean? We don't know if he said no or if he sucker punched her in the face. That's what the Stockholm police sergeant said. We don't know if he said no or if it was more than a no. After the man refused to have sex with the woman, she then performed oral sex on him against his will. Which, again, not possible. You mean to tell me she managed to unbutton and unzip his pants and apply her lips to his cock, and at no point was he able to push her off of him? Bullshit. If he was having that much trouble, all he would have to say to her is, hey, you look really fat in that dress. And then she would cry and run to the bathroom, and then he could leave. Problem solved. Why don't more people think like me? The world would be a much better place. The man called police the next morning to report that he was raped, and then the police laughed at him. The woman remains in police custody while prosecutors determine whether or not to file formal charges. Final story we have for you today, and this is the real reason I said it was a slow news day. Dateline Cincinnati. A woman told Cincinnati police that she heard a noise and then felt something cold on her feet. No, it wasn't urine or jizz. That would make it a good Distorted View news story. Police said a man crawled under her table at a University of Cincinnati library and used a syringe to spray salt water onto the woman's shoe. Why? Who the fuck cares? This is not news. Dwight Pennell, 43, of Columbus, was booked on charges of voyeurism, assault, and criminal trespass. Pennell was silent in a court appearance on Thursday. His attorney argued that Pennell's alleged actions didn't warrant the charges against him. What would spraying salt water on a woman's shoe do to her or the shoe? Nothing. Are they sure it was salt water? I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? The woman told officers that after she heard something coming from under her table, she felt a sensation on her feet. She looked down and saw a man on his knees holding a syringe. The judge set Pennell's bond at $75,000. It does seem a little harsh, doesn't it? Next time you will think before you ruin a good pair of pumps, said the judge.
Oh my God!
That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekos.
Jigoo to you.
Jigoo right back at you, my friend.
Hey, Tim, this is Aranya, your underage listener from Puerto Rico.
Aranya.
Only one down here.
Can't pronounce that.
I just finished listening to yesterday's show. Fucking laughed out loud till I blew a gasket. What the fuck? Sunbathing on the train tracks? They're fucking
That's stupid. Where you get the best rage. You look so good for the prom with one leg.
You're fucking stupid. Nah, keep up good shit with the retards and the old people.
Ah, they're my bread and butter, the retards and the elderly.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you very much. Puerto Rico checking in.
Hey, Tim. Of course, I forgot to hit the pound sign. But, love the show. Anyway, here's the scoop. Thanks a lot for the Chigoo explanation. Very amusing, and my memory was refreshed when I heard it. Also, I'm kind of an audio guy, and just a friendly technical tip. If you have a good compressor with a...
Which I don't.
A low ceiling and a high floor, so to speak, for the sake of technicalities, you won't have to worry about the volume adjustments in between call to call on the voicemails.
Yeah.
Just friendly advice.
I need to get one of them things.
On the show Card Sharks, yes, I know this is schizophrenic. On the show Card Sharks, there's this one particular host, and he sounds exactly like Bill O'Reilly. It's unbelievable. It's as if Bill O'Reilly is hosting the show.
So. All right, well, I'll have to watch the Game Show Network and catch that.
Hey, Tim, this is Sean from Toronto. Jigoo to you.
Jigoo.
we've had a lot of Linga Finkel Hall of Fame nominees, but have there been any inductees, or when's the ceremony?
I know. Well, you know, I'm thinking about that. I think there should be a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame ceremony where we will crown some of these nominees' official winners. And I would love to get Linda Finkel herself to be a presenter or a host or something. I think it would be fantastic. It could be a DV special coming up. Who knows?
Nigalaval, starring Timothy Shaniqua Henson as Nigalaval. Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow member Kevin from Los Angeles.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, first of all, it's nice asking your listeners what time we would like to have the podcast delivered, because basically we all know that you're just looking for an excuse to procrastinate. We're getting off your lazy ass and making the
That's
show.
So true. I mean, yeah, we're going to have this poll up for a couple months. And then we have to get the poll verified by a third party, and then I'll figure out what you guys really want. Morning or afternoon.
Nigalaval.
Oops. I already did that
Hey, Tim. Jackson, California. I called in yesterday, and you gave me the train wreck. Sorry about that.
Deservedly
so. I appreciate you trying to give me a second chance. But this time, I got it. And I also want to apologize.
I hope you took notes in a reading off some sort of memo pad.
I also want to apologize for the Colin joke. I must have been really high when I said that and thought it was hilarious. But anyways, this is what I wanted to show you. Yesterday on the show, you played the Australian guy yelling, and I thought he sounded a lot like this.
Oh, yeah. He does kind of sound like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought he sounded like that.
You're right.
If you can do me a favor...
No train wreck for you today.
That one sound clip of the midget, you know, the I can come one. I'd really like to hear that again. All right. Love your show.
Oh, from, that one Sextastic Tuesday story that we read?
Oh, God, come.
Nothing's more hilarious than listening to a dwarf try to speak.
Dude, that had to be the stupidest video you've ever posted, man. My fucking tingly twat senses that Batman's gonna have to go bounce around on it and fucking on a ball and go take a shit. I bet that was the number one on the Bristol 2. And then he goes and beats up some fucking dudes with the ball and bounces around. It's fucking stupid. What the fuck, dude? Thanks, man. I love being on the Sideshow, man. I love the show. Thank you.
Oh, wait till you see. I can't wait to post them. As a matter of fact, as soon as I post the show, I'm going to post the video because it's too good not to share with you guys. Your mind is going to be blown.
Hey, Tim. South Florida checking in with you. I don't know if you covered it or not, but apparently the government down there had brought to the books an old law where you could have sex with your animals. And apparently they didn't even vote it. They just turned it away. And so it's still legal to fuck your dog or cat or...
That's right, in Florida.
Whatever it is you own. I thought that was a little interesting. Maybe the politicians down there are...
Pig fuckers? Yeah, possibly, yes.
Hey, Tim. Matt from Kansas City, Sideshow member. Love the show. Gets me through my boring-ass day.
Aww.
I was just listening to the... show from the 27th, the Sideshow member only show, and the giant bat pussy. I came up with a better name. How about the gaped crusader? Or the caped filator?
Nice.
Either way.
In like 10 seconds, you just showed like a gazillion times more creativity than the makers of the bat pussy porno. Although, replacing the Batmobile with a bouncy ball, that was a stroke of genius. All right, last one.
Chigoo, Tim Henson. This is the Rabbit King from California, just calling to say, check your fucking email, dude. I sent you a Sextastic Tuesday story. I don't know if you got it or not. And if you do decide to, like, set up another voicemail line for, like, hate mail, please do it quickly. I actually started making some campaign posters for you.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
that'll be a project for me this weekend to set up. Thank you guys so much for all the voicemails. Keep it coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is an O-GOD.
Come on, Tashi. Come on. Come on, Tashi.
I heard Toshi gives first-rate
cunt lappings. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of shows. Really do appreciate it. We will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
What a treat. The man who cost me my promotion ends up back in my care. And I don't think there's going to be an I'm Oscar website this time.
I think this time I'll do a podcast.